All right. Parshas Bais. Well, we learned something already. All right. Let's start from the parasha and see where takes us. The first mitzvah in the Torah is a chaydish hazel lochem reish chadashim. The mitzvah of kiddush chaydish, the mitzvah of establishing the calendar based on the moon. Rashi says in the beginning of the Torah that really could have started from chaydish hazel lochem. That's the first mitzvah in the Torah. But in order that first Rashi in the Chumash, but in order to know that Eretz Yisrael really belongs to us, so therefore we start with Bereishis. It's hard to understand why, because Hashem promised Avraham Avinu. It's hard to understand why we would need a whole sefer Bereishis to tell. You know, we could have skipped a lot. But
oh, I can tell us afterwards.
But the Pashit, if you wouldn't have seen Rashi, the Pashit understanding, you have to know how to explain Rashi. The Pashit understanding, I mean, it's a medrash, it's simply in Rashi. The Pashit understanding is that the Sefer Bereishis in Chazal is called Sefer Hayashar. Gemara calls it Sefer Hayashar, Sefer of straightness. That we learn out from the Avos the proper way to act. We learn the destructions of jealousy. We learned out the importance of not running after COVID. We learned Derech Eretz from the Avos. But the first mitzvah in the Torah is Kiddush HaChodesh. So I saw that Ber Yosef asks, why is this the first mitzvah in the Torah? There are different answers given, but Ber Yosef learns al derech zeh. I don't know if he says exactly each nakuda, but he says al derech zeh. He says that the importance of this mitzvah is to show us, and this is the aside before we learn the other mitzvahs, is that the need to separate ourselves from the gaim. Achodesh hazeh lachem, reish chadash. This month is for you, Rosh Chodesh. We are the only nation, and I'm sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure it's this way. We are the only nation that runs our calendars completely based on the moon. We have the only lunar calendar. What? Muslims is lunar solar. It's a combination of the moon and the sun. It's not strictly a lunar calendar. We're the only nation that has strictly. Yeah, that's why their Ramadan comes out in different. It's not strictly lunar. We're the only ones that run the calendar strictly by the moon, and what it's telling us is, first of all, it's telling us that we have to live on a different wavelength than the Gayim. It's not, you know, there's a Yid and a Guy. We're basically the same people with the same. You know, same needs, just we keep the Torah and they don't. We have to live our lives, we're on a different, completely different wavelength. Our time is run on a different, we're ticking on a different clock. Our lives are ticking in a completely on a completely different cycle, running on a completely different terms. Not only that, so Ber Yosef says that the other nations are compared to the sun. Klai Yisrael is compared to the moon. And he says that the moon, when it's next to the sun, is the least visible. The further away the moon is from the sun, that's when you can see the light of the moon. So he says that's the limud here, that the closer we are to the Gayim, the more connected we are to the Gayim, Klai Yisrael will not shine. Klai Yisrael will not be glorified. The further we remain from the Gayim. I'm sorry? So the further we remain from the Gaim, just like the moon, the further we remain away from the sun, that's when Klai Yisrael will shine.
Well, how would the further we are from the sun, that's when the moon is the moon.
Best, yeah. further the sun is from the moon is from the sun, that's when the moon is seen the best. The next mitzvah of the Torah, we'll come back to that, but the next mitzvah of the Torah is the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. There's something very interesting about the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. The mitzvah of the Karban Pesach is a mitzvah of Seh L'Beis Avos. Each family brings a sheep. Now we know it's not, it doesn't have to be one family. If it's a small family, they can combine with another family. But basically it's set up, the way the Pasuk describes it, Seh L'Beis Avos, Seh L'Bayis. Each home brings a sheep. I'm not aware of any other mitzvah min HaTorah. They say this Vartlach by Chanukah. I'm not anywhere of the mitzvah in the Torah. That's a mitzvah that's set up in a way that's connected to a chabura. It's connected to a family. It's Stavka brought a mitzvah on a chabura, that a chabura comes together bringing Karban Pesach. And perhaps that's the reason why the Hashkacha has it. It's a second mitzvah. We'll say as follows, that we have to separate ourselves from the Goyim. We have to try to lead separate lives. If we're Zocha to live, Gemara talks about not living next to the Goyim. If we're Zocha to be able to live in a Jewish place, away from the Goyim, it's better. But if we do live among the Goyim, and maybe perhaps even if we don't, the only way to remain strong is through the strength of the mishpacha, is the strength of the home. A home has to be a place that's completely separated from the rest of the world. That's completely not under the influence. Chas v'shalom, not with a TV playing in the house, not even with a radio playing in the house. Perhaps even a person that, you know, that's nichshal, listening to the radio in the car, like myself. A person who's nichshal, sometimes listening to radio in the car. I'll explain why the radio is not good. But someone who listens to radio in the car, perhaps I think it would be kedai. Don't put the radio in your home. Your home should be a place separated from the rest of the world. It should be a home that, in the house, the nothing else exists besides a life of Torah. Obviously, besides Kedusha.
The first mitzvah tells us to be separate already. The second mitzvah is what?
Second mitzvah is how we're able to remain separate. The ability to remain separate is by the insulation of the home. So even if we're living in America, even if we're not living in a place, which is basically no place in the world, even Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, it's not full of, there's plenty of problems, you know, plenty of pritzos and plenty of things out on the street. The only way to maintain the separation, the kedusha of a yid, the kedusha of Klal Yisrael, is through each mishpacha's insulation, each mishpacha's ability to separate itself from Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk says that the night of the Karban Pesach, the Bar Yosef points this out. He doesn't say the family shtekel, but the Bar Yosef points out that the night of the Karban Pesach, the pasuk says that no one is allowed to leave the home. And no one is allowed to leave the home. It says in the pasuk that check out the pasuk. Pasuk says you should put blood on your doorposts. Va'atem lo say to Ishri Pesach Beisad Boker. Don't leave your house till the morning. So Bar Yosef says this is a separation between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim. That the night of Pesach, we have no contact. We shouldn't be out on the street. We shouldn't come in contact with a Mitzri. But I'd like to add that say to Ishmi Pesach Beisai Ad Baiker, that this again is Merames, this again is hinting towards the Mishpacha. That Pesach night is the time. And in Klal Yisrael Stam, you see, someone pointed out that like Stam and Klal Yisrael Pesach, even by the non-frum, there's a Seder. Klal Yisrael still held on has held on to this inyan of coming together to strengthen the mishpacha on Pesach. And that's the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Don't leave the house till the morning. Stay home. That's the kedusha of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. That's the way Klal Yisrael will be able to survive throughout the galus. And perhaps that's also part of the inyan of putting blood on the doorpost. So it says that you put the blood on the doorpost, and Hashem, it always bothered me. I don't know if this is a shibbol Jewish, but it always bothered me. Why is it called Pesach? Why do we call it Pesach? The name of the Yontif is called Pesach. Why does it get the name Pesach? So we all know, right? Asher Pasach Hashem Abatei Yisrael, that Hashem skipped over the homes of the Jewish people and didn't kill anyone there, and he killed the guy. And we know that what we know, the Medrash says that what was the schus of Klai, so Hashem passed over the home. That was the blood on the doorpost. The mitzvah, that was the schus, that was a protection from us against being destroyed by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Because we also were in a very low level of Kedusha, full of Tumma, so we needed a special protection. So on one hand, it's the Pshat that the Medrash says that because we put blood on the doorpost, which is an outright stab in the back against the Goyim, that's their God, and we take the blood of the animals and put on the doorpost, and we have betachu, we trust Hashem that nothing will happen to us. Lil Shimurim La Hashem, we trust Hashem that we put blood on the doorpost, we're not afraid of the Goyim. And that's the chus, Hashem skips over our homes and kills the Goyim. But always bother me, this is why we call them Yantav Pesach. This is the biggest miracle, this is the biggest thing. Hashem skipped over home and didn't kill us. I would call it, they call the Yontif of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Yontif of the Asar HaMakos, the Yontif of Kriyas Yamsuf. This is the biggest thing, Pesach, Hashem skipped over our home. I mean, it's hard for me to understand what even is the big, you know, how big of a deal it is. Hashem skipped over our home. Forget Hashem skipped over our home. Hashem killed out the Mitzrayim, gave 10 Makos, and took us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem, yeah, skipped over our home. So we are deserving, and if we weren't in the home, we were in the home. Why is the Yontif called Pesach? Because of this significant event that Hashem passed over our homes? It's hard for me to understand. I don't have a full answer, but I'm thinking that perhaps it's this inyan. The putting the blood on the mezuzah perhaps also represents the fact that we could put it on our front doors. This is a Jewish home. This is a home that hates Avodah Zarah. This is a home that hates Shaker, that hates Pritzas, that hates all these things that are out in the world, that are contaminating the world. This is a home that there's blood on the doorpost. We have a mezuzah on our doorpost. This is a home that is separated from the rest of the world. And that's the schus that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. As we know, the Medrash says that the reason why Klal Yisrael was left to leave Mitzrayim is because they didn't change their names. Shalashinu, Shemam, they didn't change their names, they didn't change their clothing, and they didn't change their language. So Klal Yisrael was so close to the Goyim, but what was their schus? There was still a line. There was still a separation. And perhaps that's why the Yontif is called Pesach. That's the significance. That the schus of Klal Yisrael was this mitzvah, this chiyuv, that they were separated from the Goyim. The putting the blood on the mezuzahs is to separate themselves. We are not like the Goyim. We are different. And that was the schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the Bat Yisrael and killed the Hashem killed the Mitzrayim. Just to focus on what we have to do to separate ourselves from the Goyim. So first of all, obviously, it's a very important thing, you know, not to bring home a Goyish paper. Not to bring home a Goyish paper, because Goyish paper might have some news, but it's with the Goyish advertisements, the Goyish things in it, the pritzas. Not to bring home Goyish things into our home, you know, not to be at all involved in Goyish things, but especially not to bring it to our own homes. In Mitzvah Hashem, we build homes, radio, things like that. A home should be a makom mikdash. It should be a place where a child sees kedusha. He's the world. The Goyish world should be foreign to a Jewish child. A Jewish child should not like be foreign to. You know, it reminds me that someone showed me. Maishi Kehla showed me that they wrote up about Rav Steinman. Rav Steinman didn't know what a credit card was. Rav Shaiman's involved with the stock organization. What's it called? Kupa of the Year. And he came to visit the headquarters, and there were phones ringing, and he asked, what's the phone calls? He said, people are calling in money. I said, how? He said, a credit card. I said, what's that? And he had explained to him how the credit card system works. Rav Shaiman was so not involved, so unaware of what was going on around him, that he didn't even know what it was. He was living in a world of Tyre. And you'll say, well, come on, you have to live in the real world. Like what's going on here? But the answer is, it's not the real world. It's a world of stupidity. If he doesn't have to know what a credit card is, he doesn't have to know it. It's a world of stupidity. His world is a world of Tyre. That's reality. The world, by being involved with the Gaish world, we get very fooled. You know, I was just thinking to Yitzhak Katz, Maisha heard that the whole radio, the whole concept of what goes on the radio, what goes on the papers, becomes second nature to us. It makes sense. It makes sense. The news makes sense. Yeah, what happened? What's the latest news? Okay, there's a bomb in Iraq. I hear. Sound that I can hear. This child was killed by child abuse. This person was arrested for, very, very important. Very, very important for everyone to hear. It's very, very important to hear. This person did this Aveira. This person did this Aveira. It's very important for us to know that Yankel Shrudel, that Johnny Johnson did this. It's very, very important for us to know what Aveira he did. It's very, very important for us to know. And we don't even chap what the radio is, what the radio is doing to us, that we don't chap what the corruption out there in the world is, that this is what they're playing on the radio. Lashon Hara. It's a Lashon Hara machine. Now, obviously, we're not over Lashon Hara necessarily, unless you talk about a Jew, which we could be over Lashon Hara because we could believe it, and you can't really believe what you hear on the radio because it's not always true. The radio says this guy was arrested. People are sometimes free. People are not always found guilty. You hear on the radio, they put a paper, he's a Russia, this Rav. The Jews also can be over Lashon Hara believing everything you hear on the radio. But the whole concept, whether you're over Lashon Hara or not, the whole concept is a concept that's anti the Torah. It's completely anti the Torah. Imagine, if it's a Jewish station. Imagine a Jewish station. Okay, Yankel Shrudel, Yankee cheated on his taxes and Bezin took him to court and gave him Malkus. This person was Mizana with so and so. And Bezin gave him Malkus. This person was Machal Shabbos. We killed him. Imagine a Jewish radio station. That's what it is. That's what the world is. And we think it's fine. It's kosher. And it's really not. It's really not kosher. It's really the antithesis to the Hashkafas HaTayra, to be playing everything that's done wrong. Why do you think the world's so messed up? Because they're putting all these things into our head. You know, the Gemara says, Kol Raya Saita B'Kilkula. Anyone who sees a Saita in her Kilkula, in her disgusting state, Yazar Atzavadayayin, he has to make a nether from wine. Why? Why does he have to make a nether from wine? He sees the Saita, how bad it is. The Saita is being embarrassed. She's embarrassed. If she blows up. If she was Mizana, why does he have to make a nether from wine? Why? This is the biggest Musar in the world. But the answer is it's not. Because till you walked into the Beis HaMikdash, till you saw the Saita, you never thought about being Mizana. It was not a possibility. It never entered your head. Now all of a sudden they're putting a Saita in front of you. It's a possibility. The Metzius exists. I was somewhere and they're playing a video of a yeshiva that works to help kids get off drugs. And on the video they were showing how a student was speaking about how he was involved with drugs and how his life was so messed up and how he did this and that. And then Baruch Hashem, thanks to this place, they helped him get off of it. And I was like, it was very funny, but I was like, I didn't want to listen to it. I didn't know about drugs. I didn't know about drugs. I never thought about drugs. Now you're telling me about drugs. It's not helping me. I never thought about drugs. I don't need to stay away from drugs. I never thought about it. Now you're putting it into my mind, not interested in drugs, but now you're putting it into my mind. It's destroying, it's hurting me. They play on the radio, this parent killed his children. Oh, not a bad idea. The children are it's true. It gets into your head. These things enter your head. They contaminate you. I'm very against. I admit. I have to admit that I'm not that I do it. But I know I shouldn't. I know the radio is not good thing to listen to. I would try to stop.
Maybe it's good for a person to know in order to stay away. When to stay away from it.
What's that? You know, they kill his children. These things they use on the radio.
Drugs and stuff. Person, that's true.
That's true. But that's true. That's only if you really feel, if you feel there's such a concern. But not most of the stuff they're playing on the radio, I'm just saying most of the stuff is harmful. It's harmful. It doesn't make, you say, this guy got arrested. You say, oh, he got arrested. You see, it's not a good idea to do it. It has much more harm. They think that, by the way, they think, oh, I'm doing a service. We're telling you this guy got in trouble. Well, Maisa causes a much, much, much more harm than benefit. So Lashon Hara, it's a destruction. It's a destruction. On to another topic. Hashkacha has its Nagel and Nanenu. Sports. Sports is a very interesting thing. And I haven't really talked about sports too often. I don't know why, but I haven't talked about it in a long time. But sports is an interesting topic. You know, I don't get up and say sports, a person shouldn't listen to it. Sports are usher, sports are this, sports are that, it's a Vodazara, the Schwarza is a murderer, he's an adulterer, he's a thing, and you're idolizing him. It doesn't work for me, you know. Sports are geschmack. You know, you don't love the guy. You know, you like the action, you like whatever the attraction of sports is. It's hard to figure out why sports are so attractive. Whatever the attraction of sports is, it's a nice geschmack. So all the speeches about this, how stupid it is. Okay, it's stupid, but I like it. So what's wrong? What's wrong with sports, or is there anything wrong with sports? Is there anything wrong with sports? Should it be Ben Tyra? Is sports an optimal thing, or so? The way I see it, and you know, this is the way I, you know, just felt this way on my own, you know, since I was, you know, 12th grade or so. I thought that there is something very wrong. Obviously, watching a sport game, it's a problem, because if you're watching sports, so forget the waste of time, but you're watching the sports, so there's a pretense issue, so we can't deny there's a problem. But let's say a person listens to the radio. You borrow a color guy's car, and you turn on the radio. Punked. Hashkacha has it. It's up to 660. You know. So, what's the? I guess not 660. But you punked. You borrow the car. It's a miracle. You know, punked to get to the station that you like. So, what's wrong? You know. So what I think is wrong. I'm not telling you if you're involved with sports today to go cold turkey on it and drop it, but just that plant in your head, what a person could work towards and understand what's the problem. The problem is I'm attaching myself by sitting there listening to the Super Bowl, by sitting there listening to the sports station. I'm attaching myself to the craziness. To the Goyim. I'm tying myself to the Goyish world. And there is something wrong with the Goyish world. There is something wrong with being someone. Look, obviously you don't take it as far. You know, there are people that come to Shul. Now this is true. This is at the extreme ends, not so extreme. But the people that come to Shuls, I hear, in laning, during laning, between aliyahs, they're talking about the trade, they're talking about who won the sports game. Sports is very gets you very involved, and you become attached. You're attaching yourself to the shtusim of the gayim. It takes people taking into shul. It's disgusting. Imagine the chinuch they're giving the children. I can't believe it. In front of their children, they're talking about sports in middle kriyas attire. What are you telling your children? What's more important, lady or sports? What are you telling your children? Who's more important, God or sports? What horrible chinuch! Parents who are involved with sports. What horrible chinuch! Maybe you're listening to sports now. You know, by the way, you can like sports, people like sports when they're 40, 50, 60, 70. Is that what you want your children? Is that what your children want your children to see? Involved with sports? That you're into the sports thing? A person is attached to the Gaiusha world, he's attached to stupidities. It's below my dignity. I've heard Rebbeim. I know. You know, I'm not saying, you know, I've heard Rebbeim, you know, who listen to sports games. You know, and who know about the sports and read the sports section, it should be below their dignity. They should be embarrassed. This is not for you. It's not for a Ben Tyra. This is below you. It's below you to be involved with this. You don't have to deny the fact that you like it. I tell you, if I'm in the car, if I'd be in someone's car and they'd be playing 660, I'd enjoy listening to it. I still enjoy sports. I didn't lose it. I don't follow it, so it makes it easier. But I still enjoy it. I enjoy watching the Super Bowl. I for sure would. I don't lose it. But to detach oneself from it, it's below our dignity. It's against the Chayish HaZalachem to be attached to the Gaish culture like that.
Somebody who's not as strong, the radio is not going to be satisfying.
Okay.
Let's say the person is a bachar, learns everything, but he's still attached to sports,
right.
Radio. When he gets married, he'll still be attached to sports.
Right.
And if he's more attached, finally at the end, he'll end up getting a television. It's only sports.
That could be. But even if he's not going to get a television, I'm saying, but the fact that he's playing in front of his children, this is what he's showing them, that's important to him, that he's involved with the sports, makes a big impression on children in the car. The grown men, you know, I used to listen to 660, grown men, you know how stupid they sound, you know, there's a famous, is he still on the radio, Bruce from Flushing. So Bruce from Flushing is a Jew, that's what I heard, he's a Yid, he's a from Yidair. So Bruce from Flushing, you know, everyone knows, he calls a lot, right? The guy calls, you know, I'm very nervous. Like I remember once, I don't know why this struck me as something, like I remember like they were talking about the Super Bowl or whatever it was, or talking about a game, and the guy's like, you know, I think everyone's missing. They're very intelligent here. They're analyzing. These are intelligent people. I think people are really missing the boat over here. They're overlooking a very important factor of this game. I think the key factor comes down to the placeholder. Okay, you know, holds down the punts. You know, last few games ago, the guy fumbled the ball. I think that's the key. This is going to be the key part of the game. The guy, if the placeholder takes his job, does his job right. The intelligent people handling this what? But the intelligent people, you know, discussing these sports things, and places importance on things which we know are really not important. And as much as you say, I'm listening to it, it's not important, but Lamais, you're giving it importance. By listening, you're spending 2 hours or spending 5 minutes listening to it, you're giving it chashivas. You're giving it importance. And it's below us. It's below a Ben Taira. It's below someone who's sitting and learning to attach himself to this. So am I telling you what to do today, tomorrow? No. The person, I'm not perfect, you know, but the person to realize the recognition, which is not, a lot of people don't even chat. They think it's fine. The recognition that this stuff is not good. It's not what a Kaddish Baruch wants. This is a connection between us and the guy. This is something that our children will learn from. This is something that our children will see. Children see how their parents enjoy the sports. The children see how the parent has to see the game, has to listen to the game. He'll miss Seder. When a child sees a parent that can miss a Seder to see a game, that tells a child that this is more important than learning. This is more geschmack. They see the geschmack of the parent. That's also when we discuss the celibate of those, we discuss our job in Mirat Hashem as parents, as husbands. We have to bring a home that Torah is geschmack, a home of happiness, a home of love, a home that the sports or these things are important. The child sees it. And we know ourselves, that there might be a certain geschmack sometimes you have from the sports. You don't always express it. You don't always have the same enthusiasm you might have for the piece of Gemara. And the child sees it. Your child sees it. Forget for ourselves, the child sees it. So to bring that into our children's lives, if your child somehow gets into sports, so obviously, don't put it down. And be normal and what's going on? Obviously, you should be normal about it. But the child should see on you that you're interested and you're excited and you're doing all this zachem with sports. That's mamash antithesis to the protection. That's antithesis to the insulation of a Jewish home. What a home's supposed to be. That doesn't mean in the home you're saying Torah all day, but in a home that's simple, it's just about, you know, it's about, you know, mitzvahs, it's about just about simplicity, a home that's simple, a home that's not involved, a home that could be You know, it could be a home that could have existed 300 years ago, 3,000 years ago. A home that's not, does not bring in all this stupidities and all the schmutz and all the influence of the Gaish, of the Gaish society. So, we should be zeicha to separate ourselves from the Gaim, to understand the craziness of the Gaim, to understand the craziness of not to be fooled by the media, not to be fooled by all these things, and chap, you have to chap what they're doing, chap what's going on in the world, and a person to make sure that his home should be completely insulated from all the shtus. You know, whatever you're going to do at your workplace, whatever pitfalls you're going to fall into, just at least don't bring it home. Don't bring it into your house. Don't bring it to your home. Don't let your kids know. Avigdor Miller says, I heard Avigdor Miller says, someone's reading the paper, I think he said, someone told me that Avigdor Miller says, you're reading the paper and you don't want your, whatever it is, the paper, and you don't want your child to see, you know. Your child comes home, quickly, put it under the couch. You don't have to say, ooh, I'll be honest. I'll be honest. Sometimes honesty is not there. Child doesn't have to see. If you're involved with certain things that you not necessarily are good things, so your child doesn't have to see it. Let your child only see a home, kedusha and tarach.
Yeah.